Right now, we're going to talk about a special event taking place on Friday. Lorain County Urban League is hosting a health care and wellness job fair. And to explain all of that, we've got Betty Halliburton. Good morning, Betty. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you at WEOL? Thank you for having us this morning.
We're just fine, except for the air conditioning they shut off because they're working on it this morning. So, you had some time spent with us here in our fourth floor of the Elyria Block building. But you're working now with the Lorain County Urban League. Talk about, usually we have a job fair, and then sometimes you have a health and a wellness kind of an event, but this is a health and wellness job fair. Specifically, explain what's that all about.
Yes, most certainly. Well, this is the key. When you hear the word healthcare and wellness, the first thing you think about is medical professions, nurses, doctors, technology-oriented medical physicians. But one thing about it, you have to have support teams. So we have medical and non-medical positions that will be available to anyone and everyone who comes out on Friday, June 24th, from 10 until 4 p.m. at our office, 200 Middle Avenue, Suite 200, Elyria. Again, that's 10 to 4. So we have approximately 6 to 8 companies coming. We have University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center. We have Mercy. We have Wesleyan. We have Kendall. We have World Gym. We have Health Point, Lake Point Health Center, excuse me. And these jobs can go from, you know, when you're talking about healthcare, well, there's assisted living, there's nursing homes, there's folks who do the transport at a hospital. They have to have people in their offices. They have to have lab folks. There are so many jobs available. And if you don't believe me, you can go to any of these websites, and there are hundreds of jobs. We're bringing all of them together, and we're telling Lorain County and our community to come out. If you know someone that's looking for a job in any of those areas, this is the place to be on Friday, June 24th.
Betty, any tips for those coming out in search of a job?
Definitely. The main thing I would like to stress is if you don't have a resume, get a resume. And you can even go as far as you can even go to the library at this point or come down to our office and just say, you know, I haven't put together a resume in a while. Well, they'll help you. The main thing is have some bullet points of the jobs that you've had in the recent month or even the last couple of years, as well as basically sometimes companies such as Mercy or University Hospitals would ask that you also have a resume on external drive. Here's why. We have a computer lab here. Not only can you meet a recruiter and talk one-on-one and even possibly be interviewed tomorrow, but you can also go online and go to the job that you want to go after and do it right on the spot. So we have a lab here, computer lab. So if you have your external drive, you can go right to the lab and go right to that job. Sometimes some jobs are posted and you want to make sure that you got everything that you need on that day.
That's one of the great things about your Opportunity Center in downtown Elyria. I was there for the grand opening, and you've got a lot of tools there to help people and get them going in the right direction.
Correct. You know, we are big on employment, financial literacy, making sure that there's a holistic approach to your life. And this is why when we can bring this many, this type of situation together for the community, we're saying we don't want you to say, oh, well, you know, this job, I got this one and I wasn't able to get this one. Well, listen, you got a couple of different opportunities tomorrow to talk one-on-one with recruiters. Again, if you have any type of certification, some people are nurse aides, and there's a lot of different kind of positions that fall under healthcare and wellness. You definitely should be here, and I hope that you bring somebody with you, because one of the things we hear about a lot of times, guys, is there's just not enough jobs. Well, we're bringing a whole bunch of people together so that you can get that job that you desperately need.
And a thing like this, how did it come about to the extent that did you realize there was a need, or part of what you do for the Urban League is how to get people to work, and then you kind of sought out organizations that were in need of employees?
Well, one of the things, two of our biggest supporters and partners in our community are our two largest healthcare institutions, that being University Hospitals, Elyria Medical Center, and Mercy. So we have did something in the fall last year with one of the hospitals, and it turned out that we got a great response. We've been discussing opportunities just to get folks employed. It's one of our key components to the National Urban League, and we're one of the affiliates. And so we said, let's do this. Let's try it, and let's double participation, triple participation, and see what happens. So it was just one of those things on the radar. We're going to be doing a lot of job-related, financial literacy-oriented, empowerment-oriented kinds of activities and programs, because we realize that we have to be that support in the community. When people need to have opportunities like this, we want to be on the forefront of it and say, okay, we're going to take the lead on this. We want to make sure that people have everything they need to be successful in their lives. One of the things we also have is we're the only HUD-certified agency in the county that does the whole housing support, housing counseling, helping people keep their homes, telling them how they're going to be able to maintain that situation on an ongoing basis. We have that type of thing happening as well. So, again, we take the holistic approach. We're being proactive, and we want others to respond to that.
And, again, that's tomorrow. People can come out. What time for that?
Yes. Our health care and wellness job fair, 200 Middle Avenue, Suite 200, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come out. Medical and non-medical physicians, assisted living, nursing homes, wellness and fitness. We have Mercy. We have Wesleyan Senior Living, Kendall. Express Employment Professionals is one of our partners. I forgot to mention them. They've taken a very big lead in partnering with us in the community, doing a lot of great things. You guys have Chad Grood on your air. He's fantastic. Yep. Well, his company will also be out helping people place people. We've had people call also about whether it's just part-time or full-time. There are a lot of different positions. So we definitely want to get people employed, on the job, and ready to go.
And again, that's tomorrow from 10 to 4 at your Opportunity Center at 200 Middle Avenue in Elyria, Suite 200. Betty, thanks for joining us. Betty Halliburton talking this morning about a job fair coming up. Thanks for your time this
morning. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.